The following episode of The First Mint was recorded live on YouTube on Friday, March 19th from about 5 p.m. PST to 6:30 PST. We had a variety of live guests, and we've done our best to add a little audio note of what moments they opened in their packs because we don't do a good job of actually reading it out on the air, but you will hear that extra audio added onto this file by me. We've also got a bit of a hum on this show, so apologies for that. We've done our best to clean it up, but you will hear it occasionally. We will try to alleviate that on the next one. Enjoy the show.
I'll just tell you right now, everybody who's wondering about the first question, we said on Twitter that we're going to open packs, and none of the packs are ours. Nobody here actually got one, but if you're tuning in, welcome to First Mint Friday, a fun variety show. We talk about all the weird and fun stuff that's going around NBA Top Shot. We have an awesome show tonight. Is going to be a little less long than last week's 2.5 hour extravaganza, where I literally feel like we had like half the people in Top Shot come through the show at one point or another, as well as tons of drama. This week going to be a little bit, still a little bit of drama, not on the same level, but still a lot of fun stuff. We are going to go through the final contestants of Mint Madness. A week ago, Plunge revealed that there were hundreds of them, and then they were whittled down to 64, and now they're down to five. It was supposed to be four, but it's five. We'll get to that in a minute. And you're going to hear from each of them tonight. We will reveal who they are, and you're going to hear from them tell you why you should be picking them for Mint Madness. And then also, we have Alex Baker, Mr. Awesomeo, who's going to join us for pretty much the entire show. He's going to hang out with us. He's going to join us for Rapid Fire, tell us his fiery thoughts on the last couple of pack drops and the stress tests, and maybe reveal if he also got some influencer packs or maybe didn't get any. Because nobody else did anyways.
Come on, man.
And then we are going to bring up a couple people that we know from around the community who were lucky enough this morning to get some packs, and they are going to be on stream with us cracking packs, and we're just going to, hopefully they get some cool stuff. We're just going to live vicariously through extreme FOMO, just staring at them open their packs, which is going to be awesome. Before we kick it off, before we jump into Rapid Fire, Plunge, over to you to take us through Mint Madness.
Yeah, so I don't know what happened. I think I know what happened. I'm not positive that I know what happened, but I have a pretty good inkling. So if anybody was following the Twitter polls, all of the brackets across Amir's region, Juggs's region, Greg's region, were all like relatively similar in terms of the number of votes. There was a good back and forth. There was a great matchup in one of them where I think it came down to four or five votes, something like that. But then I don't know, Phil, like, did you do something? Like, did you wake up on the wrong side of the bed this morning? Did you pray to the wrong thing or entity? I don't know what happened, but there were 15,000 votes in the Manny Pacquiao versus LeBron James hairline when the highest on anyone else was like 1,300 votes. So
that's Pickle, man. Pickle has arrived Plunge to the Mint Madness tournament.
Have you ever considered, back, Plunge, that those are probably the best picks in that entire draft we did? And had both of those guys, even Mr. Broccoli had a chance, but had both of those guys been in different parts of the bracket, they would have both been in the final four.
Well,
I will say, I don't know what was going on, but at 900 votes, Manny was getting crushed. Then at 1,900 votes, LeBron was getting crushed. And then 10,000 votes later, Manny's getting crushed again. I don't know what's going on. Something's going on. I had nothing to do with it, but I've enjoyed this roller coaster ride and through corruption. I mean, comparable to the U.S. elections almost, man. I mean, it's just crazy.
Yeah. I mean, it's absurd across the board. And then later on, it happened again on my poll about influencer packs, which was clearly a joke. And then someone clearly bought like thousands of Twitter votes for that as well. So I found out today that you can, in fact, buy Twitter votes. They are very inexpensive to purchase for polls. So if you ever need to rig something in your favor, like apparently that's the way to do it. I am 100% confident after talking with Andy, who we'll hear from in a minute, as well as LeBron James, that neither of them had anything to do with it. I am, like I said, pretty sure I know what there was.
Hold on, we just got to, just in case nobody knows what we're talking about, I'm just going to screen share really quick. This was yesterday. We were doing the Elite Eight for Mint Madness, right? And we asked a Twitter poll, and you can see here, you know, very nice matchups. Paul Rudd's cousin literally won by a handful of votes. Just barely beat the incumbent or the randomized contender Ball and Blockchain. And then when Pax lost to Mo Bamba, Mo Problems. That's cool. Normal matchups. And you can see here, 935 votes, not too many. And then the Greg region, Thick Jesus 42069 has moved on, beat Charizard Gorar, also 1,422 votes. And then the first one, same thing, 1,162 votes. But then mysteriously, this matchup, 15,253 votes, a little more than the rest, right? A little, just a little extreme. So that's happened. So
I don't know, man.
So what we're going to do tonight, right, Plunge, is we're going to organize a vote off between those two, because we're yes, not going to just let the bots decide.
What?
Right. We're not going to let the bots decide unless there are bots in here, you know, bots like come out and play, have at it. If you can do it in 45 minutes, because what we're going to do, we're going to bring on Manny Pacquiao in the flesh right now after I get done talking. He's going to give his 1 minute spiel about why he deserves to be in the Final Four. Then we've got a video submission from LeBron James Hairline for about a minute. He's going to give you his reason why he should be in the Final Four and win it all. And then I'll send out a form to vote on which of those two gentlemen will be entering the Final Four. When that happens, then at the end of the show, we will announce them as well as the other Final Four contestants, the other three who are either going to join us, or I believe someone also submitted an email that they'd like to have read. But we'll have them on later on tonight. So I think without further ado, LG, I think we got to bring in Manny Pacquiao to give his 1 minute spiel on why he deserves.
Here we go. Here he comes. Actually, you want to? I think our crowd would be very happy to. Oh, he's already here. We go. Just the theater crowd this time. There he is.
Manny Pacquiao.
Whoa. Hello.
What's up, fellas? How are you?
I'm going to turn on my my phone. I'm going to say Siri. We're going to give you 1 minute countdown to
what's going on here.
And you've got 1 minute. Ready, go.
All right. Well, I guess first off, I'd say in terms of the voting, I didn't know that people could buy Twitter poll votes. It's a new thing to me as well. It's very interesting. Apparently, they're easily manipulated. So heads up for the Final Four vote. You fellas might want to switch up the method for that. But yeah, I mean, in terms of my name, I mean, it's okay. Not a whole lot went into it. I was surprised I was picked, honestly. It's fun to be a part of this whole thing. I think the one difference between me and Hairline in terms of, like, the name itself, like the pack, you know, Manny Pacquiao, for those of you who don't know, the boxer, he's a famous boxer, probably my favorite boxer. Spells his name differently with a Q. I spell it with a K because of pack life, you know. So that's the one difference. We're all living that pack life. We all have for the last 24 hours trying to get these all-star packs. You know, we're all been a part of it. So that's my one difference. Besides that, all the names are great. I think we all have a big hill to climb if we make it to Thick Jesus 42069. It's a great one as well. But
you think that's the contender, Manny Pacquiao?
That's a big one. I mean, I'm worried. Even if I make it past this, I'm worried for next round. I mean, it's going to be tough.
The meme names are so hard to beat. They're going to be one of the best meme names in there. So, you know, it's a fan favorite so far.
I appreciate it. I appreciate the love, fellas, and I appreciate you letting me on. And good luck. Good luck to all the other contestants for sure.
Well, thanks for coming on, Manny. Much appreciated. Good luck. You know, it's just okay. I think you deserve a better round of applause for that. I thought it was a great name. Phil thought it was a great name, which is why he drafted you. So thanks for joining us, and good luck on the way out. The rest of the way through this. So,
on the way out. Plunge, what do you know, Plunge?
Plunge just a little Plunge. Slip that he rigged it from a LeBron James. and all right, Manny Pacquiao, have a good night, buddy. We'll let you know what happens by the end of the show, because we're deciding tonight on the show.
Thanks, yeah. I'll be tuning in. Thanks, fellas. Appreciate
Sweet.
It.
Sweet. Thanks, man.
For those who don't know, Plunge actually posted a link earlier today on how to rig these types of things. He posted a link on where to buy votes, buy followers, buy all that. That's a little sketchy, Plunge. And I mean, you just spoke the truth there. You said on your way out. So I don't know what you know, but that's one of my guys, man. I take it personally. Leave my guys alone. They can duke it out themselves. Don't be helping them out with extra votes.
So Plunge, before we play the LeBron James Hairline, the other contestant, what happens from here? The audience is going to vote, right? That's what they're going to do.
Yeah, I've got a Google form lined up. You've got to put your top shot name in and which of these two fine folks you'd like to see advance on. I'm going to, at the end of the show, when we get to the point where we're going to announce the other three, I'm going to go ahead, remove duplicates, and whoever wins. and we'll go from there.
Awesome. Okay, cool. So we just heard from Manny Pacquiao, and now we're going to see the video that was submitted from the user who runs LeBron James Hairline, who could not make it tonight but sent in a video submission.
Hey everyone, LeBron James Hairline here, and this is why you should vote for my username. First, we got to pay homage to the king, and LeBron's emotional roller coaster of a hairline is nothing short of a miracle in its current state. This hairline went from this to this. It went from McDonald's to Nobu, just like that. Now, I believe LeBron is the embodiment of willpower, and his hairline quarter four comeback is proof the man more or less willed his follicles back into existence, as am I with my username winning this contest. There just isn't much that can match a comeback of this magnitude. Now, with all that praise being said, there is still some significant damage to the hairline. Hey everyone, LeBron James Hairline here, and this is why you should vote for my username. First, we gotta pay homage to the king, and LeBron's emotional roller coaster of a hairline is nothing short of a miracle in its current state. This hairline went from this to this. It went from McDonald's to Nobu, just like that. Now, I believe LeBron is the embodiment of willpower, and his hairline quarter four comeback is proof.
Wow. Hold on. That's like a voice. Yeah, you got to interview like some kind of criminal or something like that.
Yes.
His face is all like, they can't show who he is, and if they change the voice, that's what that's like.
No, not even. This is one of those voices like that calls people's houses and says, I know where you are.
It's like a robocaller.
Yeah.
It's like from Home Alone, where he's like, I'd like 10 large pizzas.
Well, it sounds like what Edward Snowden was probably doing before, like a voice modulator.
That was insane. The chat really loved it.
Doing the impossible by moving up that much.
Okay, so what are they going to do now? So they're going to form to vote, correct?
Yeah, I paste it in the chat. I will continue to paste it in the chat at regular intervals throughout. As we go through, I think we're going to bring on Alex here in a minute and just chop it up. But throughout the next 30-40 minutes, vote on this. And once it ends, like once we get to that part of the show, I'll tally it up and we'll go from there.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, we'll keep posting that raffle or that link. And for people who don't know, by voting, you may or may not be entered into something. So make sure you vote. But before we get to rapid fire, and even before we even talk about raffling or any of that crap, Phil D,
what has gotta happen? I was waiting for you to kick it over to me. I only see like 40 or 50 likes. We can't give anything away. We can't do raffles. We can't do any of that. We can't even have a show tonight until everybody smashes the like button, hits the subscribe button. Again, if we decide to do any sort of giveaways whatsoever tonight, you cannot win it unless you've done both. So hit the like button, smash the subscribe button. And if you've done that, you have a chance at participating or being part of anything that we do on tonight's show and any show in the future when you click on the like and subscribe button for that show.
Awesome. Okay. Now that's perfect. Are we waiting for a certain amount or are we just going straight?
No, I was going to say 100 and they've just smashed 100. So we'll get back to that a bit later and get everybody to smash that button again.
Awesome. Well, let's get right to our guest. Please welcome for his First Mint debut, Awesomeo. Wow.
Whoa.
My God. That was insane.
It's better every time.
That's crazy. That was the loudest one we've ever had.
Awesomeo, it's the only thing I really want to know. Did you get a pack today?
What's up, guys? Thanks for having me on. I was like 60K in line, so I wasn't going to stick it out and wait to see if some transactions failed. How about you guys?
No.
There's no packs here. There's no more Jacob packs or influencer packs or any of that stuff, man. It's over. Yeah, Phil's back on the blacklist. It's done.
I never came off. I've only gotten one out of the last like 12, and it was a good one, but I can't buy a pack for my life right now. This is crazy.
Right on. Well, Awesomeo, it's great to have you on, man. And we're just gonna start going right through the rapid fire. I think the layout's gonna kind of block out Phil's face, so we'll bring it up here and there. But let's talk about the drop today, which was supposed to be Thursday, but then was Thursday at 12 and then was Thursday at 2 and ended up being today at 9, but it worked properly. Alex, let's start with you, man. What was your 24-hour sentiment like from the push to drop to the then disappointment of being like number 200,000 in line or whatever?
Well, I cried a lot yesterday after the pack drop was postponed, but after all, it did happen, and we all had a fair shot. I didn't get lucky, so I mean, it's always fun if you get the pack to see what's in it. I mean, I saw the cheapest one was like $500 as far as the rares, but you know, I don't need the packs. I'm happy enough to just break out the credit card. So.
Alex says that because he's busy doing something else. And after it was announced that he'd be on the show tonight, I got so many DMs from people who wanted me to ask him, what is the deal with him buying all the Luca Cool Cats day and night? He is literally, let me look at the history. What? Out of the last 12 sold, he's bought 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I think there's more below. So 6 of the last 12 Alex has bought. But this is the trend every day. You see his logo and his name come up on the Luca Cool Cats. So either he's trying to lower that mint size to like way lower than it's predicted to be. And Alex, you also have the number one Luca Cool Cat, which I saw you bought it a while back, I think. But how many do you own right now, Alex? I mean, the chat wants to know. The fans really want to know this.
I think I'm getting close to 35. Like the thing is, I keep seeing the price drop and I'm like tripling it down. And then like all of a sudden you're like 30Xing down and like there's no stop in sight because I just feel like the price is way too low given that I think everyone wants the money to buy other stuff right now because it's not like the trending.
We need more of a history because I guarantee you the ones lower than that are all Alex as well. I can promise you that. There's a ton of them.
and the number one. Wow.
No, but great. Now go see how much the number one is listed for. That's the other part. That's the best.
Of course. Yeah.
There you go.
This is the Daryl Morey level flip right there. Unrealistic.
Hey, you never know.
Well, okay, so wait, Alex, wait. Why are you buying all the Luca Cool Cats?
Because, I mean, there's going to be the Master Challenge later at some undisclosed time. It seems like it's never going to happen at this point, which is why I think everyone is selling these Luca Cool Cats. And I think you needed to get the LaMelo. I think it's going to be worth a good amount. So I think people are going to buy these once that Master Challenge happens.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jacob said on office hours today they were hoping for the end of March for Cool Cats 3, but could be as late as the end of April for,
wow.
for
Cool Cats what? 3.
No, wait, hold on. If it's end of April, how many Cool Cat Lucas is Alex gonna have?
All of them.
Well, now that you just said end of April, do you know how many people are going right to the marketplace to list theirs for like bottom price?
Good. I'll buy them. Totally. That is the bottleneck.
I think the Luca Cool Cat, it's gone down more than any moment I can find where it was it peaked at like 9K and now it's like 3,800. Like most moments from their peak are down like 40%, but this one's down like 60%.
Oh yeah. It was almost at like 10K at one point.
Yeah, I mean, it was at 96 or 97.
Show. Yeah, exactly. We talked about it on our show at one point. And Alex, was this the plan when you bought the number one? Cool Cat Luca, was that the plan that you were gonna, even though you bought it for like 25K, were you still gonna collect a bunch like every day after that, or were you just like, I'm gonna buy the number one? Actually, let me rewind that even more. What was the first time you bought a Luca Cool Cat? What set it off?
My buddy Sean was like, you gotta get these Luca Cool Cats, the price is going up fast. So I think it was at like $2,800 at that point. So I bought one, and then I saw the number one listed, and I think at that point the min price was like 4K. I'm like, I'm gonna be holding on to one of these Lucas at the end of the Master Challenge. So really, it's like a 20K premium for this number one Luca, and I think he's a pretty good player. So I'm like, maybe someone will pay me more than that down the line.
Oh my god, we're gonna have, you know what we'll have to do, Alex, is when the LaMelo challenge finally happens, you got to come back. You got to come back, and we got to just have you live, just trying to sell these and just seeing what happens. I'm going to be so curious to see what happens. How many do you have now?
I have like 35. Maybe just have me on the show like day after the challenge ends, and then I'll be like, I'll have all that money. I'll probably be iced out and stuff.
Yeah, but if there's a timer, Alex, forget about it, because we're not about to sit here 15 minutes between every sale you make and spend all night on the show.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's it's something else, because I'm telling you, I always look at it because I do own one. I'm on the fence whether I want to keep it or not. And every time I'm on there, it started with Alex's name there twice a day. Then it went like 3-4 times. And I even checked before we came on. Your last purchase was about half an hour before you came on the show. So this is what you're actively doing in the little time that you have off between all the DFS stuff you do. You're buying Luke a cool cat. So that's pretty cool.
Would you, Alex, would you be happy or would you be sad or pleased if during the show everybody went to buy a Luke a cool cat because you're doing it too? Would that make you happy or sad?
Well, I'm over my head, I think, in Luke at Cool Cats, and I feel like it is a good buy right now. So I'd just be happy for everyone on the show who got one cheap, because a couple months from now, when I'm going to be dealing these, I don't think I'm going to be giving them up for $3,800. I'll tell you that.
Hey, listen, that could be some really sharp information for anybody listening out there. And we may go back at the end of April when they do announce the next challenge, because like you said, Alex, I think that has to do with it, right? People have kind of given up on it because it's not the hot thing anymore. But when it becomes the hot thing and there's nothing else, there's no more All-Star game, they've released whatever other sets they've got, and that's the only thing left, I think people will reinvest, and I think it's a good move. Because like you said, the price was so high. How could it be so low? And the challenge is mid-challenge. We're not at the end here. We're not at the beginning. We're mid-challenge for the LaMelo. So I think it's a profitable.
Honestly, it feels like we've been doing this Master Challenge Cool Cats for like 30 years, man. Like it's like I feel like before there was ever Cool Cats, I feel like that was during the time where like I was the only person I knew who was in Top Shot. Like I feel like that was the back in the like the Stone Age of Top Shot before Cool Cats. While we're talking about challenges, Alex, have you done many other challenges? Are you doing any of the All-Star challenges? There's about like 12 to choose from right now. Are you planning to do any of those?
I'm definitely like honing in on the challenges because like the reward that creates this incentive for people to buy these moments. So I'm eyeing this Rising Stars challenge, but I'm not eyeing the one that's going on now. Like the Anthony Edwards dunk is like one of the best plays of the year. And that's this challenge. I think everyone's kind of onto it. But then I like looked at the next one and I know the prize is Zion Williamson and I don't see anyone talking about that. So I'm like, this challenge reward is going to be worth a ton, and no one's buying those Rising Stars 2 challenge pieces. So that's what I'm looking at.
Right on. What about you other guys? Like Plunge, Phil, like last week during Rapid Fire, the first thing you guys told me was that you're selling everything you own. So are you guys doing any challenges this week? Are you guys, that was the big news. You guys are like, I've been selling everything that I have. So tell me at least you guys are planning to do some kind of challenge soon.
I'm actually kind of maneuvering around. I have to admit this, although I mean people watch our accounts like hawks all the time. So any move we make, for whatever reason, we get DMs. Why are you doing this? Why are you selling this? I thought you said this is a good one. You're yeah, I have 10 of them, so I'm selling one to make a bit of profit. Yeah. Doesn't mean that the end of the world is happening, right? I mean, it is just like a Chris Boucher. I sold it for $30 and the world exploded. But I'm actually positioning myself for like Alex said, I'm actually maneuvering around for the Rising Stars part 2 whenever it's announced. I know it won't be anytime soon, but the Zion Williamson is exactly what Alex said, is nobody's talking about it. Everybody's focused on the Anthony Edwards. Zion is a tier 1 player on Top Shot. I consider him tier 1 along with Luka, Steph, KD and guys like that, with LeBron being the top of the mountain and then those guys on the next tier of about 5 or 6 players. And I'm actually buying really, really low serial numbers for all those guys because I plan on keeping a lot of them after. And for me, if I buy low serial numbers for players like RJ Barrett, Tyler Hero, that'll hold value long term, whether the challenge is over or not. If I buy the bad serial numbers, then the value goes down when the challenge is over. But if I have something under 100 long term, I'll be okay holding on to those and I'll be okay moving them anytime for a decent price.
Absolutely. Yeah. Plunge, how about you, man? What are you eyeing this week?
Not telling.
Mr. Influencer
okay.
here.
Okay, yeah. Punch, what do you think out of all the challenges that are happening? Out of Connie and Zion,
it's not that hard to figure out what I'm doing. I like tweeted out last night that I needed to sell my PJ Washington at a discount because I needed to get liquid and dapper. And then I just went on a spending spree at like 11:30 at night. If you want to see what I'm after, it's very clear. I really like the Anthony Edwards dunk. I think it's going to be the top, like a top three moment in Top Shot. I think, you know, other than LeBron James, Kobe, I guess you can give the Luka three and like the Zion block and then probably Vince Carter. I'm just not into the Vince Carter thing. I know a lot of people are, but like, it's going to be a top three or five moment. It was the first moment that was like memeable moment Top Shot when it was such in the public consciousness that everybody was like, Top Shot that. Like, that was the first real time that everybody was like, Top Shot that. So I think that's going to have, like, with NFT stuff, I've been reading a lot in NFT space in general, and the concept of narrative is like, sticking with me. So that's kind of where I'm at. The most expensive piece I don't have yet. So if anybody wants to trade me a LaMelo Ball or rent me one, maybe something, hit me up in DMs.
But you just said Plunge. Plunge just said that he got rid of his PJ Washington. Is that the Cool Cats one?
Because no, it was the rookie debut.
The Cool Cats one is like $70. So I just need to know this from Alex.
Yeah, I think it was $70.
Hey, hold on. No, this is my next question. Sorry. Alex.
0.2% of the way to the LaMelo.
We have to ask Alex if he's part of the group of people that when they announce $9 base packs coming out, you start liquidating the entire account and for the chance to get one pack, like we continue to see happening. The minute moments are minted, whether they're just base moments or not, we see prices like cut in almost half sometimes. Are you one of those people that the minute you find out base packs are coming out the next day, everything goes up for sale?
It's not a bad idea because it does seem pretty predictable that prices do drop after the pack drops. So like that makes a lot of sense to just sell all your stuff and buy it back the next day for like 20% less. True. So I
mean, less the 5% fee before you get caught.
Oh man. Okay, let's we'll come back. We'll come back to talk about this good stuff, but we did promise some pack openings and we've got a couple people waiting in the wings. Some of the luckiest people, really. I don't know what the percentage was chance today, maybe like a 1 in 9 chance or something to score one of these packs, 1 in 8. Plunge, you probably know better than
I
do.
It's like 1 in 8. I think I saw 220 to 240. Jacob said 230.
There's a lot of people that will tell you those were not the chances, and they feel like it was 1 in 1,000,000.
Watch what you say with your math. I will gladly explain the gambler's fallacy later on. I don't want to be pedantic about it, but 1 in 8, like, anyway, it was a risk. None of us got it. I'm excited to crack some packs, though.
Yeah, and we're going to watch it. We've been doing this every week the last couple of weeks as we're bringing some people up who got some packs. We're lucky to get packs, and we're going to open them as a community, and we're going to be happy for them no matter what they get. It doesn't matter. We're going to see what they want to get. So we'll bring up our first pack opener. I don't know what this person, G-Chard? I don't know. Phil D, you recruited them, so
That would be Jordan. His name is Jordan. I don't know too much about him, but I know he's an Atlanta Falcons fan. So let's bring him on. And he's been a big supporter of the First Mint for a long time. I've always seen him commenting on our stuff. I see him all over the place. So let's bring him on and see what he's got.
Man, they are excited. There we go. Yeah. They are stoked for packs.
You mean they're excited for Jordan, not packs,
yeah.
Man. Come
on. Yeah, well, they want to see the packs come down. So, yeah, for sure.
I'm not going to lie to you. I've been sweating this for the last hour. All the hard times I've been giving Plunge about his internet. I was just imagining my internet was sad in the middle of it. So.
Well, hold on. We haven't tried the screen sharing yet because we tried to do this with Amir last week. We tried 4 times and it didn't work. So let's wait until we do that. But Jordan, tell us, like, recap for us really quick. This morning, when did you find out? How was it finding out you had a good spot in line? What was that spot? What was that feeling like?
Yeah, it was awesome. I forgot what it felt like. I was feeling a little like Phil there for a while, you know, a lot of 200,000 numbers popping up for me lately. But no, this morning I got lucky, 1600 and something, I think. I was double checking it. Like that's 4 digits, not 5, right? You know, and, But yeah, it was awesome, man. It's awesome. I'm excited to see what we got here.
Now, I have to ask you, Jordan, I mean, how I got back to people really late today on this. So we usually get back to people right away to make sure they don't open the packs. We decided to let it sit to see who actually has the patience. And I'm going to tell you that 90% of responses, because I sent out a bunch of messages, they said, oh, I'm so sorry, I already opened the pack, which is, I can't even hold it for that long. Like last show we had, we got those packs released while we were on the air, the pre-order packs. I had to open it like in the corner of my eye on my other screen. So I don't have that patience. How did you have the patience to wait to hear back from us? Because I didn't get back to you till like 6 hours after you got your pack.
Well, I'm going to wrap myself out a little bit. I might've been on a word conference call at the office as I got my pack. So
dude, when you said rat yourself out,
I wanted to truly enjoy the moment, listen to the music, get into the mood.
Wow.
Right?
One of my buddies
happened to get a pack today, so he opened that. So I felt comfortable waiting a little while. We got excited watching him pop a Luka today. So it was pretty cool.
Oh wow. All right. Well,
and when you said I thought you were talking about how you had to reveal that you have like 12 accounts or whatever that you're secretly my heart skipped a beat. I was like, uh-oh. Like we have one of the hacker guys here.
Next thing you know, the pack is gone when he goes in there.
Our show's canceled. Like we're done after this.
I was one of those people back in January when it would glitch and, you know, you'd refresh 18 times and you end up getting three packs. You know, so I was waiting for Usman or somebody to come for me around the corner. You know what I mean? So no, not one encounter, one account.
All right,
Jordan, let's get to it, man. Let's, if you, you can, you should be able to screen share, or you should be able to hit the screen
if and then we'll bring up. Share screen. Yeah.
Yeah. There we go. We got to allow it.
Just hold your breath.
You might get the pop-up in your browser. Everybody's got issues. There might be a little thing. If you're using Chrome, there'll be like the little camera thing at the top in the URL that tells you that you got to allow the video or something like that. There you go.
Done. Did that work? Let's see.
And just for your own well-being, if there's an option to not have audio, pick that option because you're going to get blasted like I did and start screaming.
Hold on, Phil D. Yeah, none of us, when that happened, none of us could actually hear what you, none of us could hear the music but you, and then you just started screaming the whole time.
I didn't even know. I got a text from you. You need to stop screaming. I had no clue.
I'm adding you now. There we go. Now you're in.
There we go. All right.
Oh my God. Yeah. And then you can go over to the screen or you can just go to the other screen there, Richard or Jordan. Yeah. Sorry.
No, you're good. You see everything? I can't. I don't know.
We only see ourselves, man. We only see the StreamYard layout.
Let's see here.
It's like this every time.
I know, guys. I'm sorry.
It's okay. No, don't worry, man. It's all
right. No, we're glad you're able to share first and foremost. So.
So I'm just clicking on my browser tab here. Do I need to open up?
Yeah,
my
just
browser?
Go over to your browser tab. You should be able to choose it.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now, guys.
You gotta, when you hit that share screen. This is gonna be a little lesson to StreamYard. When you hit that share stream, if you take it out and then you hit it again, then you can choose which window. There's a little thing at the top that says like choose application window. We're going to get there, folks. We're going to get there. We're going to open a pack in just a minute.
The chat is going crazy asking if Alex has replaced Plunge permanently. Anytime anything happens.
Oh, whoa.
Look at that.
Five's too many. I'm sitting back. I'm working on the form. I like to see everybody in the four pane. It's like the quad okay, box Plunge. On Red Zone.
All right.
Is that working, boys?
Here we go. There we go. There we go.
Yes. Here we go.
All right. Are we ready?
Now, Jordan, I know you know this. You've seen our pack openings. You know that the one with the blue under it is the big moment, right?
Absolutely.
Okay,
so
perfect.
Not starting with that one, yeah?
And before, hold on, Jordan, what? Before we do this, out of all the players, it's all right, you go to this part. Who are you hoping to get here out of the All-Stars? Like, I mean, LeBron, of course.
Come on, LG.
After LeBron, what's your like, you know, out of the non-LeBrons, what is like the player you love and maybe the player you least hope to get?
You know, I actually already picked one up in the marketplace today, but I'm big Donovan Mitchell guy. So I know he's not the most highly valued guy out there right now, but, you know, wouldn't mind pulling another one of those.
Okay. All right. Get to it, man. Let's do it.
Let's see what we got here.
Here we go.
Hey, that's okay. A good start.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be a Mitchell. I thought that was going to be Mitchell right
away.
Sixth
man of the year right there. Sixth man of the year.
That's all right.
Are we watching highlights or just keep it moving?
You can play it, man. I like watching it.
It's your pack, man. You can do what you want. Okay.
Ooh, yeah, right. Nice. Duncan, he was on the pack drop stream this morning.
In the pack, he opened up live with us. Right. Jordan pulled.
Okay, if you're unhappy, Duncan Jordan, Robinson, you can say it, man. We don't
Giannis. No. Aldridge, no complaints.
Okay.
All right. That's a good one.
2020 All-Star. Oh, Plunge has come back for this part. I like it.
I don't like the setup with the five boxes. It throws me off.
Plunge, the chat goes postal every time you leave, man. Can you just stick around?
Hey, Plunge, should I go sell these immediately after the stream here?
Yes, you can. You shouldn't, but you can.
That's an awesome Marcus Hall of Famer.
All right, we'll watch it. Yeah,
sure.
All right, yeah. Sure.
When my kids are in high school, maybe.
All right, we're almost there.
There's a lot of moments.
That's a good one.
Dame and Giannis, that's pretty good.
Having
both of those in the pack is nice.
And that's nice. How much is that going for? That's going for at least $60, man. That's pretty sweet.
Talk about future Hall of Famers. That's three future Hall of Famers on the same row.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
There you go.
That's not a bad one.
That's great.
Oh, he's part of the Conley challenge, isn't he?
Not that one though.
Oh, it's not. I didn't see that.
$35,000.
Oh, okay. All right.
But still, that's still pretty good. You're looking at that's another $33 right there. So that's pretty good value. And also anything that's 15,000 LE. To me, like, only going to go up in value over time.
Hot pack.
They're limited. All right.
All right. Let's go. Let's go.
Donovan number one.
Here, right? So here we go.
Okay. Okay.
Look at that. That's a good throw. That's a great throw. Yeah. Love that.
Yeah I'll take it.
That's the future of the league right there. So, absolutely.
Yeah, 164. I'll take it. What a number.
That's awesome, man.
Wow.
Every single play in this set is like some kind of Globetrotter play. Like it's
like, that's a great pass. That's a great pass. I like it.
I mean, that's what even though that one's like it's like what 550 and change or something like that. That I like that moment a lot. I like Jason Tatum. I'm a big Jason Tatum guy. He was like one of the first base set series one moments that I bought. I was like, that was one that I hopped in on. Nice pack, dude. That's
thanks,
awesome,
guys. Hey, and before I bounce out of here, I just want to say sincerely, LG, I mean Plunge, Phil, you guys have been awesome to everybody in the community. This pod, I mean, LG, you were the first pod I got into when I found out about this back in early January when you were doing the solos. So sincerely, thank you guys for everything you do. I know it takes a lot of time and effort. So really awesome to be a part of the team.
Yeah, we appreciate your Jordan. Support, man, for sure.
Yeah, and it's great to have you on the stream, man. We want to do this more, and it's always good to see more faces around the community. It's a little strange tweeting with people all day, so you know it's nice to actually get people on the show and see who they are, right? And
absolutely.
Congratulations on the pack, man. Tatum, number 164. That's awesome, right? That's all. Yeah. You're in the top 10% of the serial numbers there. You got some other great players, so. You didn't get your Mitchell, but you got his teammate. You got Clarkson. You got a little common Clarkson. So that's okay.
Hey, I'm not complaining, guys. Every pack is a win. I can't complain about getting one. You know what I mean? That's a win, guys.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. Well, Jordan, have a great night, man. Enjoy it. Enjoy your moments.
Will do. Thanks, boys. Take care, I really appreciate it. All righty.
Nice. All right, Jason. See ya. Alex, out of those guys that he pulled, which guy do you find? I mean, you have gazillions of lineups every night in DFS, but which one of those guys has been the best to you? DFS wise, out of those guys he's pulled.
Oh man, Clarkson wasn't it last night. I can tell you that. he said some big games every time that Mike Conley is resting. Clarkson always gets like 30, 31 minutes, and he's always good.
Well, yeah, you're all right there, Plush.
Did a dog just attack you?
Always something going chat's on over there.
It. Anything that happens with Plunge, the chat's going to lose it.
That was my small mini horse and the two French bulldogs.
We're not going to.
Okay. We got two more. We got two more live pack openings. I can't believe we have two more. I actually really enjoy these.
This is like my favorite part of everything.
And everybody shares, like, I saw that today, Top Shot Newbie, she shared like that meme of like, you know, like the crying guy, but he's got like the happy mask on, you know, and it's just like, and it does.
it does feel that way, but it feels a little less that way to actually like have people on the show and meet them and then get excited about what they're going to have. Our next guest, Phil, I'll let you introduce him because you were the recruiter today for these awesome people.
Well, who is it?
Oh, it's One Shot. Yeah, sorry, One Shot.
Oh, One Shot. Okay, so One Shot was one of the last ones I reached out to. He had responded. He actually followed the rules. And here's the other thing. When I'm looking for these, if you follow the First Mint, that's one thing. If you follow me as well, since I'm the one picking them sometimes, I'll probably choose you before anybody else. So One Shot, we contacted One Shot, probably the last person I contacted this afternoon. He agreed right away, but he wasn't sure if it was going to work. So we'll give it a shot here. Let's bring him on, One Shot. I'll read his description as you bring him on. He's a Cubs fan, and he likes his dog and smart people country, dislikes terrorists, bullies, excuses, thieves, and liars. So whoever's responsible for
him. He doesn't like the multi-accounters and the bot. That's yes, what he doesn't like.
That's right.
All right, let's give him the round of applause.
Yeah.
Amazing. They are excited.
There we go. It works. There we go.
In and out of the stream.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Wow.
Good. One Shot. How you doing, man? Are you stoked? You've had this packed in your account for like probably what feels like 20 years now.
This made my day, man. I had a rough week and then, you know, I went on the queue and the way I do it, I'm so like when I bet on a basketball game, I can't watch the basketball game because it doesn't matter to me. It's just so when I go on that queue, I put my hand over the number. And I just watch the loader. If it's loading,
that's funny.
I like that. I like
that's good.
That.
Well, that's a good story to find out what people actually do. And do you sit there? Those 30 seconds that go by between the timer running out and your queue number showing up, are you just like losing it or what? Because I know I am, and I can't take it.
When I lose it is when it's processing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You've heard the horror stories. That's why, right?
Yeah.
People get booted from the line. But I've also heard that when that happens, screenshot everything. Because if that happens to you, they have rewarded people, even in base packs, who've been screwed like that with some really nice stuff. So screenshot whatever happens to you. Let support know. I think it's a good strategy.
That's actually how I got my first pack, the Cool Cats pack. I screenshotted. Something went wrong. I just sent them a message, and they didn't have the – you know, all these new people on, and they got back to me and they sent me a Cool Cats pack in the email.
Nice. Wow. All right.
Wow. Well, that's it. And everybody knows, you know, it's, and I know that some people are tired of hearing it, but Top Shot is in beta. Not everything is going to be perfect. And you feel like if you have an issue, right, processing payment doesn't go through, you had a really low number in line, and then when you get there, you can't check out, any of those issues. Take those screenshots and file that ticket. Let Top Shot know. Don't spam them because that'll annoy them. It'll make them probably. If I got spammed with that kind of stuff, I'd say like, you know, that person's lesser priority. They're kind of stressing me out. But give them a break when you're doing that. But definitely document it because that's really smart and that's a great way to do it. But One Shot, no issues today. You got your pack. What number?
Oh,
what
man,
number?
I'm so, and I'm on the same podcast as Awesomo.
Oh, there you go. Celebrity sighting. Yes, perfect.
Plunge is gone. Well, you were going to be on the same podcast as Plunge, but he's busy right now, as you can see. He's out somewhere.
He's a train wreck. He's an absolute train wreck these days.
he's good. Okay, well, One Shot. Let's get it done, man. What? Feel free to screen share. Hopefully, it'll work a little bit better.
Yeah, hopefully, I can do this, man.
So it's all right. It's not easy getting a bunch of people to screen share. So we got
the first time I tried it, I couldn't get it for my life. That's why I ended up having that audio issue and almost died.
In the meantime, what do we have in the first round? We had the Tatum, right? We had low serial Tatum, which was awesome.
There was a Dame in there. Dame, Giannis.
Yeah, that's right. The Giannis.
And I like that with all those names, we asked Alex which one's been the most profitable for him or the nicest to him in DF. And he went with Jordan Clarkson. I guess you can understand that value-wise, right, Alex? I guess you look at value and guys who don't cost too much and end up getting you a ton of points for what they cost over the guys who, I mean, you expect Dame to get you a ton of points almost every night. And he's always expensive, right?
Exactly. It's like you have Giannis every night. And like it's hard to win a lot of money because everyone else has him, but Clarkson,
right?
He can be the difference maker. One Shot, I gotta ask you, man.
You should be good to go.
Did you name your name after Eminem? One opportunity here.
Ooh.
Right after the song came out.
Wow.
Years ago.
Wow. Okay. That's sharp. Alex is super sharp, guys. Listen, the chat's going to go nuts with this one. It's all, true, the Lucas, though, man. All the Lucas are going to vanish in the next 5 minutes.
You get one shot and one opportunity.
Wow, that's pretty good.
Oh, there you go, man. Yeah,
maybe, I'm impressed, man.
Maybe we'll one day find out that Eminem
and some peas. Look at that name, one shot. You got to change that to one shot or something, man.
I was trying to run the bracket.
Yeah, wow. That's exactly what I was going to say. I could have done pretty good. Handsome Peas. That's pretty good.
I actually have a problem.
I love the names that come up.
Okay, do you
want me to start going?
Yeah, man, do it.
Can you guys do it?
No, you're good, man. We want you to open your pack.
Screen sharing. You got to go. You got to go to your. Yeah, you go to your profile. So you got to go.
Yeah.
One shot. You weren't even sure if you'd be here, if you'd be able to do this. So I think we've gotten pretty far here, and we're
If you go to the top where it says collection, just to the right of community, and then there should be a tab. Once you click into that, that says packs. It's along the right side, right in the middle of the screen, just above the black.
There you go, man. Here we go.
This is it.
All right, one shot. What is going to be the all star that you're hoping to get?
Obviously, LeBron. You know, Doncic. I don't think I could beat that last guy's pack, man. That was a pretty good pack.
It was a good pack.
I think you can.
You never know. Some of these are loaded. All right.
I want that CP3 alley-oop. I've been pumping that for a while. I got to get my hands on one of those.
Here we go.
All right. Oh, there it is.
Oh, we got the music. Yeah, we got low key music this time. Yeah, we can hear it a little bit. All right, one shot. Take your pick, buddy.
All right, hold on. All right, there's the.
Whoa! Yeah,
that's last. Yeah, that's last. The All Star one, the one with the blue. That's last, man. You got to save that one for last.
No. Here we go. All right, what do we got?
Okay.
Cole Anthony. Anthony, is that the game winner?
Yes.
Is that a game winner? Or that's a game winner.
This pack. One shot. Two DeMar DeRozans.
One shot. Played for us. Here we go. And a Tyrese Halliburton common. All commons.
Yeah.
That's it.
That was the game winner.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
The game winner.
As well as
Jason Tatum.
That's going to get two badges.
Same as the last guy.
And if there's a challenge for like a buzzer beater challenge or a showcase challenge for buzzer beaters.
Buzzer beater challenge. There's a guy who gets no love ever on Top Shot for whatever reason.
Oh, man, I know. Right?
Like, seriously.
DeMar, that's great.
Wow.
That's somebody you could move at the deadline, though, right? That's somebody you could see moved. Haven't heard his name in a little bit in the trade rumors, but that's somebody you could move for sure.
Back to the Raptors.
Okay, double. Double DeMar.
Wow.
That's all right. That happens. Yeah, okay. That's cool. Double DeMar. That's all right. Some high cereals. It's okay. Here we go. Okay. Here we go.
Play.
All right.
Play that for a sec. I think this is the dunk. This is a great play. I love this play.
You better be doing this tonight for me.
Yeah.
You got him in DFS or in a bet?
Yeah. Yeah. I got him on DFS.
Is the putback? Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
I love it.
Yeah.
Oh. This is awesome. Alex, did he get that? Did he get that advice from your website or what?
You know what? I'm actually a subscriber, and during the All-Star break, I unsubscribed because I didn't know if I was going to get charged, and I went back in.
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. There you go.
Might have to trade a couple DeRozans. Trade a couple DeRozans for that one. Okay, Tucker. There you go. This is a relic now.
Come on.
Yeah, this
hey,
is
it's a relic. Is, He's on. He got moved.
It's a relic.
He did.
Come on.
Okay, it's all right, man. You're gonna make it up with that All Star. Here we go.
Dunk.
There we go.
That's two rookies. That's two bad rookies.
That's a good opening a good act for the finale here. I like
the Hezzy. The Hezzy. Hey.
He seems to be a good trade.
I'm not. This is it. This is the big moment right now.
Here we go.
This is why we're here, right, boys?
This is why we're here, man. We're here for you to get the best shot.
I'm calling a Jokic. I'm calling Jokic.
I love a Jokic right now.
Okay. All right. Which team are we going to see here? Team Durant. Okay.
Oh, there it is. Tatum.
Another Tatum.
Whoa.
All
right.
Back to back Tatum.
Whoa. What is going on tonight?
I'll take it.
Yes, absolutely.
That is awesome.
People say they don't want a Vooch, so it's not a Vooch. And Tatum, again, future of the league, man. I'm telling you, these are the guys of the future.
Nice. Nice. One shot. How do you feel about your pack, man? Kind of made up for it at the end there.
Awesome, man. It made my day. I feel great. Nice.
Awesome.
Awesome, man.
Thanks for having thanks for coming on, man. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for inviting me, guys.
Yeah, it was a pleasure, man. Thank you.
Okay. Awesome. One shot. Have a good night, buddy.
You too.
Boom. All right. All right. Let's keep the marathon going. We've got one more pack, and then it's time for the Mint Madness finalists. Let's get right to it. The last one is LeBronizard. So a name that, if that's a top shot name, that also should have made it into, that into is, the Mint Madness.
That is not the Twitter name, though, so I'm not sure where that comes from, but that's not the Twitter name.
Oh, okay. Is this, is oh, this, I hope this.
But yeah, yeah. But before you bring this person on, this is another big fan of the first Mint. And LG, I think he's in very close proximity to your geographical location. So maybe you two have seen each other before. Maybe not. So he's wearing a Raptors jersey in his picture and representing Vancouver, British Columbia, former home of the Vancouver Grizzlies and Big Country. Big Country, man. Yeah, let's bring him on. I don't know the real name. It's hard to tell on Twitter. Let's bring him on.
Wow.
Oh, LeBronizard. Wow, yeah, there we go. There we go. All Wait, right.
Hold on. What's the Twitter name then? What's the Twitter name?
What's the Twitter name?
Let's Rugen.
Rugen.
Rugen Palmat.
Oh, Rugen. Yeah, Rugen. Okay, right on.
Yeah, you know Rugen. Rugen's been around for a while.
Okay,
man.
Yeah, well, absolutely. That's LeBronizard. I was like, I don't know who that is, right? Yeah, exactly. Okay, what's up, man? Oh, yeah, it's great to actually see you. Okay, awesome. What's going on?
Yeah, man, I got my Charizard here.
Oh,
for good luck!
Wow.
Wait, is your screen name also in Top Shot? Is it? Oh, Plunge, get that out of here, man.
What's wrong with this guy, man? God, what's his deal tonight? Don't let him back.
LeBronizard. Wait, are you also Charizard Gorar in Top Shot? No. Yes. Can you hear it?
Pardon?
Oh, are you also is your Top Shot name Charizard Gorar? It's not.
It's LeBronizard.
Oh, okay. So it is LeBronizard. Okay. So we got a lot of Charizard stuff. Okay, cool. Well, real quick before we get to your pack opening, what was the reaction? What was the morning like today when you got that sweet spot in the queue and then you found out you were gonna get a pack?
Yeah, usually when I like line up for the packs, I was missing like crazy for like the past couple packs. I was like 0-11 or something, so it was pretty bad. But I think what was good was like I usually turn away from the screen because you know it takes like 30 seconds. When I saw that blue line go like halfway through the screen, I was like, okay, I'm good. I have like 400. Like that's like probably the lowest I ever got.
400 out of 200 and whatever thousand. Those are some good odds. Beat the odds. That's for sure.
I've never gotten a spot in the queue that low, so that's pretty sweet, man. Your heart must have skipped a beat when you saw that, for sure.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, I knew for sure I was going to get a pack unless something happened, like a failed transaction, but I'm good.
Everyone's worried about that. Everyone's always terrified of that, man. Seriously.
No problem. And what was the day like waiting for tonight, waiting to open it? A lot of people have trouble doing that, waiting to open the packs.
Yeah, so I have like a Discord group. It's like the Stock Bros, and basically what we were gonna do was we were gonna open it together. So that's why I waited to like not open it because I was like usually I would have opened it right away for all my packs. I open right away, but with a bunch of those guys, I was like, yeah, I can wait till like 6. And then I got the message from Phil, and he was like, hey, do you still have your pack? And I was like,
we just caught you. Wow. I know. I was playing with fire today because I don't know how people hold packs, but the chat just said there's more people in the stream than your number in line, which is one of the rarest things out there to have more people in a stream than your number in line. So the chat loves you, man. They're debating. They think you're getting a LeBron tonight. I can't wait to see what happens. I really hope you do.
I hope so. I'd love to see that. I feel like it could be a third Tatum in a row. I don't know why I got that weird feeling, man. It's kind of like triple a slot Tatum machine feeling where it's like we're going to get the third thing. LeBron is there. Let's get into it, man. It always takes a couple seconds to get the screen share going. So let's get that. Let's kick that off.
Okay.
Alex, what are you feeling? What's in your crystal ball for this pack?
I mean, based on the odds, I think we gotta think it's another Tatum.
Oh, come on, man. He's been spot on with everything tonight. You just gave him a Tatum. You basically just gave him a Tatum.
That's literally the gambler's fallacy, right? Like, it's exactly the same odds as anything else, which I appreciate you illustrating for our viewers.
Wow.
Oh, man.
LeBron Azar is pretending he doesn't hear us with that. He doesn't want a Tatum. It's okay
Tatum
to say it, man.
Tatum's sick, dude. I would take a Tatum.
We don't have it up yet there, LeBron Azar.
So it says the browser can't access your screen.
Oh, yeah. You got to go. You got to go to the top. Beside to the right of the URL, there'll be a little like camera thing with like a little X, and you got to hit that. You got to allow it, and then you got to like refresh the screen or something like that. Yeah, just try it again. Okay. Same problem every time. It's all good. We'll make it work.
LG, you have a future in StreamYard like tutorials, man. That's you're getting.
Well, I think that's what we're gonna have to do. I'll have to make a totally separate video that our pack openers gotta watch first before we let them on the stream. You know, speed this up a little bit.
A little e-learning.
Yeah, exactly. You know, speaking of little NFT knowledge in there too.
While he's getting that set up, I'm very excited to bring on the Mint Madness characters. They're in the wings, and I'm excited.
The non-corrupt ones, yeah.
Okay. Correct. I had to run because literally my son, my wife was giving him a bath and he pooped in the tub. So
My life. Okay.
Hey, no joke.
That's really what happened.
Awesome, man.
Wow. Okay. Well, hey, it's all right, man. It's a family show and it's okay to share real family stories.
Well, notice the difference between Plunge when Plunge was with Crypto Babe and Plunge after Crypto Babe? Like this version of Plunge, he's a train wreck these days without Crypto.
What are you talking about?
I disagree. This is a polished. This is Dad Plunge. He's back to dad life. He's chill. He's worried about his kids, and that's okay, and that's normal. But there's no more drama in his life. Things are very, very, very simple. Yeah.
People are losing their minds.
LeBron Izzard, what's going on with the screen share, man?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
You know what? Uh-oh. Why don't you crack it and just narrate it to us? And then I will tell, like, you tell the moment, and then I'll pull it up and say how much it's worth and all that. Let's just go for it that way.
Or, you know, we could do Plunge. You know, what we could do is I can pop off the stream for a second. LeBron Izzard can too, and we can figure it out. And then we'll come back at the end, let you guys do Mint Madness pitches. And then we'll come back. We'll come back at the end with LeBron Izzard and finish the show with a pack opening. How about that?
Why not?
I want to see it. I want to see these packs, man. I actually find is kind of painful, but kind of fun is watching the other person just kind of move around on their screen and knowing I have no control and watching them like hover over things. I find that's kind of nice. So I want to see LeBron Izzard do that. Sure. LeBron Izzard, let's pop out of the stream and let these guys talk some.
Before you do that, LG, I think there was an email that was sent to your email at
thefirstmint.com
that if you can either send to me quickly in Discord so I can read the statement from one of our remaining three folks, that would be great.
Okay, I got it. I will send it to you, Plunge. I will send it to you, and I'll send that over in a second. LeBron Izzard, I'll hit you in a DM.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get to that. Plunge, you have that lined up, we have a minute or two here. Are you good?
We got a couple minutes, so I'm going to go ahead and send out the form one last time. So just to reorient everyone that may have joined us since, we are doing a live runoff between the two contestants in the Phil D region. Manny Pacquiao, who came on earlier and gave his reasons for why he should be in the finals and why he should win, which were, if I'm not mistaken, that he shouldn't win, that Thick Jesus should win. But then also LeBron James Hairline, who submitted a video. So this is the last time I'm going to send out the form. It is also the only way that you can enter the raffle for tonight. So I'm going to send that out to the chat.
Raffle. Yeah. The stipulation of the raffle, everyone, is you must have hit the like button and you must have subscribed to the channel. Once a winner is picked, we do check this out. If you haven't done it, we go to the next person. So make sure you hit the like button. Make sure you hit the subscribe button. And let's get those numbers up there. It helps us out, of course. And we're all having a good time here. And we're trying to bring some entertainment for you guys. So, again, before you enter the raffle, you need to hit the subscribe and like button. Let's see those numbers get up there to the 300 or 400 on the like button.
No dupe entries. Please don't do that. I'm going to remove them all before I tally the votes and tally the raffle as well. So with that, I think what we're going to do, so just to reorient folks on the other winners of our of the previous round matchups in the Elite Eight, we have a couple of folks that are going to be joining us to explain why they should be the final winner of the Tyrese Haliburton rookie 3 badge out of 4,000. That is the prize for the overall winner of the Minted Madness Top Shot Hoopla handle thing. I don't know what we called it. It was really kitschy. But so what we're going to do is we're going to bring on the finalist of the Amir Blumenfeld region, who was, in fact, the first overall pick from the Friday stream last week. Wow. So if he's not ready, I'm going to go ahead and pull, or if he's ready, I'm going to pull him in. And he's got about a minute to explain why he should be the overall Top Shot Minted Madness champion. So without further ado, we've got Paul Rudd's cousin. Okay, wow. That's how you do it. And we've got
Paul Rudd's right. cousin. What's Paul going Rudd's on, cousin. Man?
How you guys Welcome doing? To the stream.
We're doing well.
You've got a minute. Explain why you should win Minted Madness.
All right. First of all, I guess I should just tell you how I found out I was in it. My boy told me to buy a couple of these packs because we're big hoop fans. And I put my name in, and then I have you guys on push notifications because you guys just post when drops are. And I saw my name in it, and I just kept rocking with it on Twitter. This is the first stream I've watched, low-key. It's cool that you guys make money off it. I don't know. I just really just did it for the hoops. I like collecting the highlights.
That's cool, man. I mean, that's a big part of the whole thing, right, is to make it a collection thing at the same time. I mean, a lot of people here to flip things, but if you're there to collect because you love basketball, I think it's really cool, and I think we need more people like that. But let us know, why should people be voting you, Paul Rudd's cousin? You're in the contention here for a Tyrese Haliburton rookie moment, man. Tell us why you deserve it, because the voting is wild right now. People are going crazy.
Yeah, man. Let's hear it, man. Deal? Well, first off, definitely don't give it to that dude who used the bots.
Whoa, we don't know anything about that, man. We're not part of the bot activity. Throw him out. Why should you win it? That's what we want to know.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. Tyrese Haliburton is special to me because he's the only NBA player that makes me think about Bush cronyism, you know?
Wow.
Okay, why?
Whoa, that's a hot take. Oh, we like that.
Haliburton like the...
Wow.
Like the oil company, okay. You know? So I try to, like, enjoy some Kings basketball and enjoy their... Okay. They're nice young elite players, but all I think about is the million dead in the world.
Are you Paul Rudd's cousin by any chance? No. Like, at all? In any sort of distance or anything? I'm serious. Where'd the name come from, man? This is what we want to know. We thought maybe it really was.
Yeah, I just had the handle for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And, okay. And then I looked myself up on Twitter or on Google. I just like Googled my name. I found out that Paul Rudd's parents are actually themselves second cousins.
Really? There you go, no. Man. See, that's what I'm saying. I told you guys it was tough. He didn't just make that up. I told you guys.
That was after the fact, but I just thought it sounded good. It's got a good ring to it. Obviously, it spoke to Amir. Shout out to that dude.
Yeah.
Oh, there
yeah.
you go.
Amir Blumenfeld, who picked the region. Yeah, number one overall pick.
Yeah, so, I remember him from back in the College Humor days. That shit is cool.
Yeah, Jake and Amir was a banger of a show. Big fans across the board. So final thoughts, Paul Rudd's cousin, before we shift over to our next contestant.
Nah, man, just come follow me on Twitter, I guess.
Oh, well, nice. Where, hold on. Where can they follow you? Is your handle the exact same as your name?
It's a Paul Rudd's cousin, but the L's an I.
Okay. All right, man. So follow. Know. Follow Paul Rudd's cousin on Twitter, and we wish you the best of luck. You were the top pick in the draft, man, so you hold a lot of pressure.
Hell yeah, man.
And I think the fans are going pretty crazy tonight, so you may have earned a few more votes. We'll see about that.
Much love.
All right, man.
All right, man. Thanks for coming out. Wow.
Wow, that was awesome.
Someone asked if that was Principal Anderson from Billy Madison when he put on what was the name in that movie of the wrestling outfit when he turns into another guy?
No idea.
I know you remember that. Plunge, you've watched Billy Madison, man. Come on, that's from your time.
I don't know.
Nope. Okay. Anyway,
so I've seen Billy Madison, but I don't remember the principal's name in the movie.
No. Anyways, he turns into a wrestling. But anyways, so that was interesting. I mean, we appreciate
it. Interesting.
We appreciate Paul Rudd's cousin.
Is Tyrese Haliburton really of the Haliburton oil family?
It could be.
I don't know. someone has to fact check that. I mean, if the chat has time and you want to spend the next 20 minutes digging deep into that before we go off air, go for it, man. We'll appreciate you. But Yeah. What else you got, Plunge? You got any more?
All right. So the next and final live contestant, we still need to read the email manifesto from one of them, apparently. But the last and final participant that, if I'm not mistaken, was one of the Wheel of Name selections in the initial play-in game.
How is he still here? That's crazy.
One is first round matchup against God knows who. One is second round matchup against a six seed, I'm pretty sure, 6v11, and is just trucking on down the line. So without further ado, we're going to bring on the lovely Mo Bamba, Mo Problems.
Whoa.
All right, Mo.
There we go. All right.
How's it going?
Wow.
Pretty good, man.
So, pretty well.
Yeah.
Welcome to the stream. How you feeling? I know that you were – so for everybody that wasn't here before, we had like a final entry, like last-ditch chance, get yourself into the play-in game, and you entered at that point. Like, were you expecting to get this far in the tournament?
Not at all, man. I mean, I was just having fun with it, just complete, you know, chance, and here I am. I don't know.
You have a lot. You have a lot of haters out there, and because we've kind of labeled you as a fantasy basketball league name. That's a name that you kind of use when you join your fantasy league, right? It wasn't really Top Shot related, but man, yeah. People absolutely love it, and they're take. I think you're the only Wheel of Luck contestant left in the entire bracket. Is that right, Plunge? Or do we have another? Right, I think he's the last one, right? So,
yeah, because I think, Barrow's cousin was a one seed, and then the two, it was like a two and a three in your region, I'm pretty sure, and then something from there. So,
and do you have the matchup up there, Plunge? Do you have the matchup for Mo? I just want to show our viewers what the matchup is, and then I want to ask Mo what,
maybe a couple LG, questions. If LG's back, he might, I don't have it.
That's
up
fine.
Right now,
no, don't worry about that. So, tell us, Mo, first of all, I mean, this is your platform now, Plunge. Does he get a minute timer like the other guys? All right.
Yep.
So, I mean, this is your chance to win over the fans who just witnessed one of the other top seeds and pretty much the chat exploded. So you better come up with something good, man. That last contestant had the goods. He brought the goods. So what do you got?
All right. Well, I mean, first and foremost, I think it's important that we acknowledge and recognize Mo Bamba is just one of the best players in the NBA. Definitely. I mean, top five center in the game right now, carrying the Magic on a nightly basis for sure. Wow. I mean, he's just a straight up monster, just a straight up 7 foot beast. And secondly, you know, obviously, who doesn't love a good Cinderella story? You know, I mean, I'm an 11 seed. You know, going past one season, two season. Going up against tough competition. Last round, you know, I beat Wen Pax, who was another one seed. And we saw Oral Roberts beat Ohio State earlier today.
Yeah,
so
we did.
We're not discussing that. We're not talking that. Moving on, please.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm just trying to capture that energy and, you know, ride that momentum. And, yeah, we'll see what happens.
That's good, man. I mean, that's interesting because you are the Cinderella story. A lot of haters in the background chats that say, yeah, no, we don't like the name. It's not original. It's nonsense, but that's pretty cool, man. And you're getting there. You're real close now. You beat Wen Pax. I thought Wen Pax had no chance of ever losing because that's one of the most common things, right? So there it is. So what's the current matchup? I don't have the bracket Plunge. Who do we have Mo going up against now? Is it up against?
Yeah, so Mo's going to go against Paul Rudd's cousin. So the guy that just was on.
Wow.
That's a hell of a matchup. Barn burner.
That is tough, man. Mo, do you have any words for Paul Rudd's cousin? Because, I mean, he put on a pretty good performance. So words for him before you guys go to battle? Because you're one step closer to the finale here, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, that guy's a character. I mean, I don't even know what to say to that guy. But you know, good luck to him. I mean, I don't even know how to follow that. Like, what do you say? But
I don't think you can. And that's okay.
Yeah.
And before we let you go, Mo, do you know the name of the principal in Billy Madison when he turns into the wrestler? The chat got it. I just want to know if you know it.
I know this one too.
I have no idea.
Okay,
I've never seen that movie.
Alex, do you know?
No.
It's the revolting blob. So so thanks to the chat for that assist. Mo, man, good luck. I mean, this is where you're real close to big things happening. That Tyrese Haliburton is a pretty good moment to own. And, you know, you're up against tough competition. That Paul Rudd's cousin has been super popular since we started the voting. But so have you. So good luck with that, man. And we wish you all the best. Thanks for coming on. Plunge, you got anything else for Mo before we let him go?
No, man. Good luck with everything. We'll send out the stuff tomorrow, but I appreciate you joining us.
All right. Well, thank you guys for having me. I appreciate
thanks,
it.
Thanks,
so
Mo. Have a good night.
Thanks. You too.
All right.
Alex, cool. I have to ask you, Alex, does Mo ever end up in your lineups, or is that just a guy you just kind of pass over all the time?
He's been doing pretty good when he's on the court. It's just Vucevic is so much of a monster that he's got a blocker in front of him.
He eats up everything, Vuce. I mean, you look at his stats lines every night. It's just he stands out from every game, win or lose. He's at the top of the stats line. So I hear you on that.
Yeah, I got to agree with Mo Bamba, Mo Problems. So like, they should give Bamba more playing time. He's clearly much better.
Top five center, right? So yeah. Sure. All right, Plunge, what's next? What do we got?
All right, so the last but not least, we've got an email statement from Jesus42069. I'm going to read it, and I'm not going to display it because it's got – or I guess I could display the
– Well, put the parental advisory if it's anything crazy.
Hold on, let me share it. I can share my screen, and I can share –
Oh, God, are we really going there tonight, Plunge? Wow.
No, here we go.
All right.
So – I highlighted the relevant portions, but I'll read it out loud for everyone. Hello, everyone. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank the First Mint, yada, yada, yada. It's truly a dream come true. As for myself, I am a 28-year-old guy from Canada, clearly pandering to some demographic in the audience. Got into Top Shot in January, trying to buy as many packs as he could. He tried saving on opens, and much like Phil and myself, we have no patience. Blew up, da-da-da. Big hockey and football fan. Basketball remains to be seen, but he loves gambling, so there's that. Got me into the NBA now too. Met a ton of awesome people. If he had known, he probably would have put awesome-o people. That would have been a nice little thing there. I hope you'll all vote for me in the final four. His Top Shot name is just his Xbox username. His plans are to, in fact, donate his winnings to an orphanage. I'm not sure how they do like 501c things, wow, and like a tax write-off with a Tyrese Haliburton moment. So I'm not exactly sure how that would work, but if you would like, go ahead and add him on Xbox if you like to play some COD.
That's kind of like an Xbox like promo type deal. He really wants to play some COD with people.
Apparently. Yeah, so that's
okay.
That's the final All thing. Right. But what we're gonna do right now, we'll finish it off with the announcement of the winner of that particular previous matchup. So we had like we said, with Manny Pacquiao came on first. And later on, then we had a video from LeBron James Hairline. And I have to say, it wasn't particularly close. With over 64% of the vote, LeBron James Hairline went ahead and won with 560 total votes to 306.
Wow.
So very, very strong win from LeBron James Hairline. So that will round out our final four with LeBron James Hairline playing off against, I believe it was a Mo Bamba, Mo Problems in that one. I forget specifically, but we got LeBron James Hairline, Mo Bamba, Mo Problems, Paul Rudd's cousin, and then Thick Jesus for 2069. Those are going to be our final four. We'll send out some forms. We're going to do Google Forms this time around so as to not get botted by the Twitter trolls. But I think we're ready. LG, are you ready to hop back in? You gonna add yourself back?
Yes, let's get that LeBron. After all this has to be.
I am back, and LeBron is ready.
Yeah,
at least I hope so. I can see that he's screen sharing, but his screen share that he's showing is still just a photo. It's still a stream of the four of us. So I'm just gonna wait till he goes to the packs, make sure that works before we get him back on. But I just want to give my commentary on those contestants really quick before we get to this pack opening. Phil. Great reference. You know, as many of you might not know, we revealed this what feels like years ago on the first show we did, that Phil and I are brothers. So the love for Billy Madison is real. It's one of the movies we had on VHS that we'd play constantly, you know, or home from school or whatever. So totally great reference. Also shot in Toronto where we grew up. So that's, you know, it's mega reference right there. That was, I didn't expect somebody to show up looking like a wrestler, but I'm really glad he did. That just adds, this is the kind of stuff we want to see on the show. And then a nice contrast of like, you know, kind of freaky wrestler look to then like just a normal, nice guy, the Mo Bamba. You know,
normal, nice guy.
It's a great, you know, it's a great contrast. You're really going to see with the audience's emotion here. And you just add so much juice to their username. So again, the final four usernames are Paul Rudd's cousin, who's the guy in the mask. Mo Bamba, Mo Problems, who was just the really nice, normal guy. Thick Jesus 42069, which I also want to point out, Plunge, that email from Thick Jesus 42069, it didn't have the 69 at the end of the signature. So I don't know if that's actually him.
I don't know, Plunge. Or
we don't know who that is. We're just saying that might be an imposter.
He said he's a guy. So I think
then we got Thick. Well, it's Thick Jesus. So I assume so. Then we got Thick Jesus 42069, who's going to go up against LeBron James hairline. Phil, your first pick. And that is, there are two number one picks. The first pick overall, it remains Paul Rudd's cousin. That was Mir's pick. And then Phil, your first pick overall, which is LeBron James hairline. What an epic Final Four. Plunge, great work organizing this tournament. It's been awesome having you host it. I can't wait for the finale in the next couple of days to find out who wins. And well, hold on.
Does Alex even know that we had a fake Osimo? Or is that really you? Because one of my draft picks was the real Osimo. And I'm like, I know that's not Alex because I can see the guy's email and his real name. And I think he tried that to maybe get some popularity or whatnot, but it definitely wasn't you. And this guy gets kicked out first round. Like, come on, man. Like, yeah, it wasn't popular. I kind of picked it as a dark horse, hoping people would think it's you. I think people caught on to it because they know your real username. They see you on those Lucas. They didn't pick you. So that was my one pick that went right out first round to one of the wheel spins. So it was a good try.
I'm not sure if I should be rooting for the real Osimo or rooting against him.
No,
I think they're gone already. Just like Ohio State, they're gone.
All right.
All right, LeBron Izzer, let's get back in here. You're back. And we are ready. Boom.
This is a long way. Let's go. Oh, yes. LG works is magic.
Here we go. Yeah, we had a little on the side Twitter DM coaching session for just pretty much the magic was to switch to Chrome. That's all we needed.
All right, perfect. And before we open this, make sure you hit the like and subscribe buttons. Helps us a lot. Make sure you hit like and subscribe. Thank you very much. Let's make this happen.
All right, hold on. LeBron Izzard, what are you hoping for here? What are you hoping to get? Is the music blasting in your ears? Is that what's happening like Phil D did?
Yeah, it was like blasting. I think I'm just hoping, honestly, like obviously LeBron, but I'm actually not a LeBron fan. Like he's caused me too much pain. He's caused me too much pain in the past like 5-6 years. So like I'm done with LeBronto.
I want LeBron. Yeah, so we know all about LeBronto. We're Raptors.
Yeah, we know. Yeah, we know LeBronto.
But
we know LeBronto.
I'm good with the Steph Curry look away three. Yeah, I think that's pretty.
It's a beauty.
That one's really good. Yeah. So we'll see what happens.
I was looking at that again today, and I just want to say it's like, you know, people, we've all been obsessed with this LeBron no look three for like the last month and a half. And then just looking at that moment, I was like, wow, this is the first time we have this like extra meta moment in Top Shot where it's like literally a player imitating another player whose moment was recently very hot in Top Shot. So I think that's super cool, that moment. I think it's gonna be a little inaccessible because it's a rare moment and it's going for, how much is it going for right now? Like three grand or something like that, 2-3 grand. So might be hard to get, but LeBron Izzard, I hope you pull it, man.
Thank you. Let's try not to get a triple Tatum.
That's not the worst. Tatum's great.
Alex already called it, so I think you don't have much luck of escaping that one. Sorry to say.
Sorry.
Okay, let's go.
All right, here are the appetizers. All right.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Cool. One of the upcoming cool cats as well from cold countries is the theory. Okay, good.
From cold countries. The cold countries theories. That's going to last another 2 months.
Oh, PG. Yeah, that's good.
Pandemic okay. P.
In his pack, LeBron is.
We don't like PG because he's
such an amazing play. I also just want to say, I find that the selection of plays has improved a lot.
And well, yeah,
this new round of base moments of the new stuff that's 35,000. And then his 35,000 huge mitt number, but some of the plays are Curry
imitation of the LeBron no look 3-pointer moment.
Cleveland.
Nobody gets excited when it's the Cavaliers logo. There's no one gets excited. Could be like an Okoro, but otherwise, you see Cleveland, you're like, no, nobody wants.
Next, yeah.
That's okay. That's all right, Matt. Okay. All right. Come on, LeBron Izzard. Come on. You got a PG. So you got one All Star already in there.
Oh, yeah. We got to scroll down.
Yeah, I thought he was going to close it.
I did that once. I opened one that was like at the bottom of the screen.
That sneaky little arrow. There we go. Oh, there you go. Chrome is hard to use. Yeah.
No double clicking.
Oh, come on. Okay.
Yeah, nice.
Let's watch this play. I don't think I've actually watched this one. See, another awesome play. Although that defense, what's going on with that defense?
It looks like brutal. The same defense he plays.
It's like barely a euro step.
All right. Another
Giannis. Okay, so we got a couple Giannis. I do like the defensive plays. I want to say as well. That one's awesome too on Hunter.
Yeah, look at that. Not that I don't know if he was ever going to come around to jamming that, but yeah, good play.
There's no way. <He's> like,
there's no way.
Low mint, 15,000. There you go, little Cam. Oh, that is
former Duke player, I believe.
LeBron Izzard, how do you feel about the assist plays? Because I find the assist plays are a little odd because, like, even that the highlight, like that slow-mo one is just Collins putting it in. Like, it's not, you kind of like most of the clip is not Cam Reddish.
Yeah, I mean, it depends. Like, if the assist is like a good play, like a Luka behind the back, yeah, that's nice. But if it's just like a cross court pass, then I'm just like, I'm not really into the assist, but. Yeah,
that's fair. Yeah, now there's some of the assists are really underwhelming, and some of them are cool. Like the Luka one. There's also the hollow icon reward is a Harden hilarious between the legs pass to Kyrie. But then there's like Steve Nash, which is like he's barely even in it. And same with the LaMelo triple badge, also like barely even him. So whoa, hey Plunge, what are you doing?
Now what's Plunge doing, man? Yeah. With raffles
Plunge pulling up a secret raffle wheel that we're not doing yet.
I didn't do that. All
right, LeBron is there. The time has come. Here we go. We got the
Oh wow. Oops. Oh. All right. Are we gonna see a team LeBron for once here? If not, we know exactly what this is.
We need a prediction from everybody. Okay, so Alex, you gave the Tatum Plunge. What do you think?
I'm going with Jokic again.
Okay. Phil?
I'm going LeBron. The chat's been saying LeBron. I'm a believer in LeBron.
Okay.
LeBron Izzard, what do you think? You have a prediction?
I'm just hoping not for a Gobert or something.
Vooch.
I'm going to go with Jalen. I think you're going to get a Jalen Brown. Okay. And I really like Jalen Brown. So I'd be stoked to get it. Let's do it.
All right. Anything is possible.
It'd be amazing if it was Garnett. If it was Garnett, I'd be blown.
Oh, we didn't even see what team it is.
That's what he wanted.
That's what he wanted. I love this play. Oh, look at that.
Oh, that's so filthy.
He knew he was going to do that. Even before he shot it, he's like, I'm going to do the no look. LeBron loves it. Is that the only play that has Curry like high-fiving LeBron after the play?
Yeah.
Play it again. Hold on. LeBron's here. Yeah, pull that up. Pull that up again. I got to watch it.
That's a Top Shot reference. He's referencing that Top Shot.
Yeah, that's what we were just talking about.
Check this out. I got this. That's awesome, dude.
Wow.
Here we go. Just watch. He gives
underrated.
Here we go.
I love the camera angles they have, man.
I think. And he's telling them. Oh, that's awesome. See, that's perfect right there. I don't know if there's anything else in these plays. That's
1487. Pretty sure that's when Michelangelo painted something. So it could be,
Plunge, you've had that lined up for a long time, man.
Good year.
Ron Izzard.
Wow.
Congratulations, man. Congrats, man.
That's what you wanted. So.
That is excellent. That's a great pull. So good for you. Feel good. You're going to have a good Friday night after this?
Going to have a great Friday night, yeah.
Wow. All right. Well, watch out in the streets of Vancouver. There's a good chance you cross up with L. What happens if one day you're just walking and you see LG on the other side of the road? Be honest. Are you crossing the road to give him like a big hug or something?
Maybe. We'll see.
There you go. All right.
I know one day. Well, LeBron is maybe an LCU, but I know one day I'm going to see Roham somewhere because he's looking around Vancouver as well. And so is Alan and Arthur, a bunch of those guys. So I feel like one day, you know, we're going to be wearing like a mask at the grocery store, but we'll like see each other, you know,
in the produce section. Yeah.
You know, do one of the produce section.
You got to go live, LG, if that happens on the first minute count. You got to go live immediately if you find
I'm here with Roham in the grocery store and he doesn't have any packs for me. That's what'll be the breaking news.
All right.
LeBron Izzard, great to see you, man.
Thanks for coming on, man.
Should we do a raffle?
We should do a raffle.
It's almost 8:30.
Yeah.
Quick behind the curtains today, Luke was like, yeah, we're going to do a quick 60. We want to get it in and out.
No matter what, guys, no longer than 60. We had so much
fun on this. This is like the highlight of my week in a lot of ways, and I would chop it up with you guys for hours if we could. Whether or not we have people on the stream the whole time, hey, whatever. But we should do a raffle. Are you guys ready to do one?
Oh, for sure.
So what are we going to raffle up? I've got like 800 names queued up or 860.
Let me pull up something from the old bank of LG.
As LG does that, just a reminder to hit the like and subscribe buttons. You cannot win unless you do it. So if you haven't done it yet, smash that like button, subscribe button, and you'll be entered in the raffle along with the chance to win. So make sure that happens. Like and subscribe button. What are we giving away here?
Tonight, we've got a beautiful Chris Paul number 4784, one of 15,000.
Okay.
And that is a nice assist, classic Chris Paul move.
Plunge.
Nice assist. And it's on the Raptors, no less. It's against the Raptors.
80% of the plays are against the Raptors.
It's either the Raptors or the Pelicans or the Grizzlies. Those are the three teams that get destroyed in Top Shot.
All right. Are we ready? Should we roll it?
Let's do it. We're more than ready. I love this new design of the Wheel of Names. I didn't even know you could customize it into First Mint. That's really awesome.
My internet is so crap.
I can't even follow the chat right now. It's just
Turbo!
Turbo. Okay. Yeah.
Turbo. Right. Turbo Man from Jingle All the Way. Yeah.
Phil with the movie references. I love it. I'm literally
Christmas movies right now.
It's going to Turbo right now. I've never done real time gifts, but it's literally going to Turbo right this second. Cool. Well, I think that's going to do it for tonight, guys.
All right.
Awesome. It's been great to have you on. Great to have you join us and hang out with us for the night. Do you have any FOMO or from watching everybody open their packs? Are you feeling okay? You feeling level after this?
Oh man, I might have another crying session after this. But man, the Steph Curry, like that's pretty dope. I'm feeling FOMO. Like I mean, showing out a couple of G's to buy it. That's a lot, but like it's hard to tell. Like, could that be an iconic moment someday down the line?
I mean, all you need to do is just sell one of those Lucas, and then you could get like three.
Not a chance.
No, he's on the page right now looking at the next Luca. So I don't know what you're saying. So are you done for the night with the Lucas, Alex? For the listeners out there who are looking to dump them, if they put one at low ask, is there a chance that Alex Osmo buys this tonight? Or are you done for the night and you'll be back at it tomorrow?
I signed up for these notifications when it goes under 3,800 when there's a new one. Ooh. So I just lowered it though because I was getting
lowered it
too much. I'm like, I'm gonna go broke.
It keeps going lower and lower. So yeah, you're in business right now. And if ever it does go back up where it was, I mean, there's going to be one person smiling, and that's you. That's for sure.
I can't
believe
that. Awesome. Yeah, sure. I love hearing that kind of story, man. I love that. I think what's the First Mint's all about is people want to know, like, who's buying these 35 Luca Cool Cats? What else? Alex, outside of Cool Cats, do you have your eye on anything else right now? Like, because we're kind of at a funny crossroads in Top Shot where you got tons of new supply coming out. These 35,000 CC moments, they're like, you know, since they're at like 20 and 30, 40%, they're being rolled out. I'm sure there's going to be tons more soon. The 15,000 LEs, they're done or pretty much done. The 7,500 has been done for a while. Rookie stuff, a lot of the new 4,000 LE triple badge rookies, like even quickly, it's not at 50% yet that's released. So they're going to be coming soon. And then now we've got, you know, 12 different all-star sets that are out. And then who knows what's happening after this? And maybe not Cool Cats, maybe not Run It Back, but there's definitely going to be something. What else? I kind of just spat a bunch there, tons of stuff. But Alex, like, what else outside of Cool Cats? What else you got your sights on, and what else are you hoping for in the next little bit?
I mean, like, the crazy thing about Top Shot is how rare these things are, because like, even if you have a 15K moment, like, I'm thinking back to my old collectible days. Like, the first one I ever did was Magic: The Gathering. And I remember the hottest card is the Black Lotus.
It's worth
like 50K right now, or 25K or something. I looked it up. There's like 22,000 Black Lotuses in existence. But that's like 20 times the number of like LeBron Series 1. You know, like, that's how rare some of these things are. And I think down the line, some of these could have a lot of value.
That's true. And that's actually a really good point, is that, you know, and I remember Black Lotus. I remember having Magic cards, and it was the kind of thing where it's like, I went to like a tournament once and somebody had one, and even being in the presence of a Black Lotus card was like, wow. Yeah, I thought about it for days after it happened. But that's it. But it's one of 22,000. And if you held it and you're like, I'm holding a one of 22,000, there's not a lot of these. So it's funny, because then you look at something like 15,000 in Top Shot or like a 4,000, you're like, well, there's a lot, right? But it's like, but now, you know, that's a great perspective, that even the hottest card in Magic the Gathering, 22,000, was scarce. So yeah, that's a really good
yes point. But I think on a counterpoint to that, and I agree with you generally, counterpoint to that is that there are 50 of those, right? Like, there's not 50 Black Lotuses in Magic the Gathering. There's one thing that's like the peak of the pyramid, as opposed right. to 50 things that are, or 100 things that are. So there is some level of that, but I agree with you in the general thesis that we're going to look back on this time and be like, wow, 4,000 is not that many in the grand scheme of things. So it's an interesting thing to play. That's for sure. Absolutely. But I got to say, I'm super pumped to have met you. I'm glad you came on the stream. I've never met you before, but I had a great time chopping it up with you.
Yeah, Alex, you're one of the few people who has not met Plunge before. Congratulations. The honor should be yours, Alex, that you met Plunge.
I disagree. Hard.
Thanks, guys, for having me on. It was a pleasure to meet all you guys. And then it was a pleasure to meet all the guests, like LeBron Azard and Mo Mamba, the Mo Problems, and then the guy that, like, he wore underwear on his face or something.
There it is. Alex, you've been waiting to say that all night. I can feel you've been waiting to drop that bomb, man. I mean,
I got a question. I got a question for Plunge before we go. Plunge, out of everybody's background art, out of the three of us, of me, Phil D, and Alex, who's got the best weird like frame? Because I don't know what, I don't, this is somebody's like great grandfather or something like that. It's not ours. Phil, you've got a different thing every week. It's freaky animal, and you got some kind of crazy llama or something. Oh, he's reaching down for the, oh, no. This is the cat. Mara's.
There's two. There's two.
Phil, what's wrong with you, man?
Gotta switch it up, man. Guy.
Man, Phil collects guy. Phil collects Top Shot in the day and collects like weird llama paintings.
It'll be an NFT by the end of the weekend.
And then Alex, what do you got there? What are you framed?
I'm like renting this place right now, and they had this room that has all the Star Wars stuff. So,
is it Chewbacca?
It's Chewbacca.
Good eye, LG. Yeah. I can even see that.
It looks like a Chewbacca. Yeah. And then, well, Plunge, I was going to ask you to tell us which of the three of us you thought had the coolest art, but you just went and got your own.
Mixed media piece.
It's creepy. It's creepy.
That's creepy, man.
It's
that's creepy.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. But
you didn't ask for creepy stuff.
I would say Alex wins this one.
Chewbacca in the suit is pretty good.
I think I think Alex wins this one. That was all right. If we were playing a game of NFT or Google image search, both of yours would be Google image searches, and Alex's.
Oh, wow! All right, I'll take that as a challenge for next week. I'll have something.
That's pretty good. Yeah. Okay, gentlemen, it's been great to have you. Everybody who stuck around this long, thank you for another great time tonight. Thanks to the chat as always. You guys are great. We'll be back next week with, I'm sure, some other kind of raffle, and as well as some more great guests. And hopefully, between now and then, there's more packs that come out and more stuff to open next week on the show.
Win packs, bro.
Have a great night, everybody.